Hello there, and welcome back to part three of our marketing podcast series here with the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting. I'm Verity. I host the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting and I talk all things podcasting. If you are new here, it is great to have you here joining us for this episode. And if you are returning, then it's great to see you as well. This, as I mentioned, is part of our series of marketing podcasts or marketing your podcast. If you have not watched the first two episodes of this mini series, then I'd really encourage you to listen to those or go back and watch them if you are on YouTube. 14th of October, 2023, I attended Greenhouse Jersey, which is a marketing and sales for entrepreneurs business conference. I went along not with the viewpoint of wanting to sell and learn how to market and sell services and products, but from the point of view of how can we better market podcast episodes and podcasts as a whole. So I listened to some absolutely incredible speakers. And in the first two episodes of this series, I have reflected on what I learned from listening to talks from Dan Knowlton and also from Joe Glover. Some real or just nuggets of information there. So if you have not watched those episodes, as I said, do go back, watch or listen to them. And on that note, if you are listening on the podcast audio or if you are watching on YouTube, whatever channel you're listening on, just make sure that you do hit subscribe so that you are notified as soon as any more episodes for this mini series come out or as the Lazy Girls Guide to Podcasting episodes come out as a whole. So jumping into it, the next talk which I attended was by the lovely Mae James. If you do not follow Mae James on Instagram, I highly recommend doing so. I will have her link for her Instagram handle down in the description box and also the show notes. She's also got her own podcast, which is called Honest Business, which is just so amazing. You come out of it just feeling every single episode like you should have been paying to listen to her talk. She's just, she's so inspiring. She's so lovely. I had the privilege of meeting her in real life as well at the conference, and she is just such a down-to-earth, normal person, but with like an unnatural amount of business knowledge in her head. It's absolutely crazy. So anyway, I went along to her talk, and this talk in particular was how to stop the ick and make more sales in 2024, which probably doesn't sound like it's too relational to podcasting, but it really, really was, because whilst she was talking about making sales in terms of services or products, mainly services, but also products, I think that there was a lot that you could take from her talk when it comes to selling. And when I say selling, I don't mean selling your podcast as in like to make money. I mean marketing it in terms of getting people to listen to your podcast. But I think that there was a lot that she said that can easily be translated into marketing your podcast and essentially selling your podcast to get somebody to listen to it, to bring in new listeners, and can also be applied from a YouTube point of view. Here were my key takeaways from Mae's talk in relation to podcasting. First of all, talking confidently every day about what it is that you do. So are you actually talking about your podcast? Do you actually tell people about your podcast? Or do you only post like once a week when a new episode comes out? Or do you wait for podcasting to come up in conversation before you kind of mumble something about the fact that you have a podcast, but then you hope that nobody else picks up on that fact? I'm not saying you have to dive into every conversation and be like, hey, I'm Verity, I've got a podcast, give me your phone, I'll find it for you and subscribe you right now. I'm not saying you have to do that, but just talking confidently about what it is that you do. It doesn't matter that your podcast is or isn't your full-time job, or if it's just a hobby, whatever it is. Talk confidently about the fact that you do podcasting and that you should be proud that you've got a podcast. So many people, when I talk to them, they're like, oh my God, that's amazing. I wish I could do that. And I'm like, but you can podcast for free essentially. But so just talk confidently every day about what it is that you do. The next one is have conversations, which does link very much into talking confidently, but having those conversations. So showing, not telling people. And my takeaway from this particular comment was not just going on social media and telling people how amazing your podcast is, but showing them. So, you know, have those little clips. They don't have to be of your of your face if you don't want it to be. It could be that you've got audiograms, just like a 30-second clip of why somebody should come and listen to the rest of your episode. So it's really showing and not telling, not just saying, I've got a new episode out, it's amazing, click on this link, but instead actually saying, you know, here's a 10-second snippet. Now you're interested, I've hooked you in, you want to come and listen to the rest of the episode. The next thing that she was talking about was tracking activity for data. As podcasters, I don't think that a lot of us do this enough. I am obsessed with my analytics. It's a little bit sad sometimes, but tracking activity for data. So then you can actually start seeing, well, is there a certain type of episode that is working really well? Is there a certain type of episode that actually people are just hating and they're quitting listening to it after like 5 minutes? Is there a certain section of my podcast episode that people tend to actually stop listening by that timing? But having a look at the activity of your podcast data can be so, so amazing and really interesting to just getting an idea as to who's listening and why they're listening and when they're listening and how they're listening. So tracking activity for data is really, really key because, and this comes up to the fourth point, you are going to use that data to inform your strategy. And one thing that May was talking about is that so often when she talks to businesses, strategies don't align from one project to the next or from one department to the next. Now, when I say department, I realize that a lot of us with podcasts, there's only one of us, maybe two if we do it with somebody else, maybe we've got a VA if we're lucky. But it's about having a strategy which is informed by data versus just, I'm going to do this, this, and this just because of the hell of it and because so-and-so on Instagram told me to. So really using the data to inform the strategy of your podcast. So I think those four things were really, really key. And the actionable tips that I took away from this then was tell someone about your podcast every day. This is a new thing that I am trying, even if it's just putting a tweet out, because I'm very active on Twitter, even if it's just putting a tweet out and saying, they call them posts now, don't they? But either way, even if I'm just putting the tweet out to say, I've got a podcast, I don't know who's not in my audience, who's going to see that and is going to be interested. So I'm telling someone about my podcast every day and I challenge you to do the same. The next thing is remembering that not everyone is an ideal listener for your podcast, and that's okay. Not everyone will be the ideal listener for your podcast. If we look at some of the biggest TV shows in history, not everybody was a big fan of those TV shows. They were still able to go on and be ridiculously successful. Same with films, same with artists, same with, you know, music artists. Your content is not going to be for everybody, and that's fine. You do not need to break yourself trying to make everybody a fan of your podcast. As I said, not everyone is your ideal listener, and that's fine. Third point is to believe in your podcast. These aren't very tangible, I just realized. Knowing that not everyone is an ideal listener and believing in your podcast, as I said, they're not very tangible, but you know, the mind shift sets are sometimes the you know, more important than putting in place things that are overly tangible. But believing in your podcast, just because only 5 people listen to it as a, you know, per week, doesn't mean that you should be giving up, because actually if I had 5 people in my front room listening to me every week, my front room would be pretty full. It's really easy to get caught up in metrics and then actually step back from it and think, why does that metric even matter? Is it because I read in the news that Joe Rogan hit this number of downloads? Well, why are you comparing yourself to Joe Rogan? I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, but what I'm saying is, why are you comparing yourself to the biggest podcaster in the world if you do not have the same setup and you don't have the same listenership and all the rest of it? It's just, yeah, believe in your podcast. Also, it's worth remembering that the vast majority of people who you are comparing yourself to in the podcasting world have been going years, most likely years longer than yourself. So I think that's really powerful. And sometimes what I've actually done is gone back to Apple Podcasts and I've selected a couple of really successful podcasts and I've scrolled through and I've been like, oh my God, actually this podcast has been going for years. It only maybe became popular about a year ago, but there's like 4 years worth of content before that. It's remembering that podcast really is a long game. So yeah, believe in your podcast basically, and get clear on the value of your podcast. I spoke about this, was it last episode or 2 episodes ago, but somewhere in this series about marketing your podcast, I've already talked about the value of your podcast, but the fact that it came up more than once during the conference tells me that it is just so important. Now, obviously, the individual speakers were talking about value in terms of your business, your products, your services, but I think that we can also talk about value in terms of your podcast. So first of all, what's the value in terms of, is somebody coming to you to be educated, to be entertained, etc.? But also, what values does your podcast hold in terms of its content and the content that you're putting out there and the way that you approach the content that you're talking about as well? I think that's really, really worth a conversation. So those were my takeaways from listening to the wonderful Mae James at Greenhouse Jersey 2023. If you found this episode useful and you know somebody else in podcasting who you think would also find these tips useful, I would love it if you could share this episode with them. Share it to your socials as well, in case there's anybody in your followership who is into podcasting as well, and you also think that they would find these tips useful. Otherwise, I will see you next episode.